takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone. Cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these little scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler, rising up in the streets. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need the CD media, they only annoy. Cause the only ones that wanna scrap ain't ever deployed. Who do the fighting for these rich white folks in they wars? No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, or Starr, Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis, or Rush. Won't be MSNBC, CNN, or a Bush. Never Toby Keith, Hannity, O'Reilly, or Clint. Ain't Clear Channel, no, they ain't supporting dissent. Never Blair, Kid Rock, or Tom Cruise, or Vows, or James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, a pal, not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, or Ridge, or Ann Coulter, or Joseph Lieberman, or the Rich. They just make laws. When it come to fighting, we the ones that end up in gauze. So when you say support that murderer, I have no applause. Even if he got his jumpsuit on, we pay the cost.
I can hear you guys. I'm calling in on my testing. Hey, we are on the air. We are live. We are broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting Radio. Welcome to the show tonight. Yeah, it sounds like we've got a lot of activity going on tonight at Republic Broadcasting. It's Friday. What do you expect? We're just going to have a good time tonight. And guess what? We got open lines. That means anything you want to talk about, hit me up. Give me a call. You want to debate me? You got an issue with me? You got an issue with the movement? Whatever. Just give me a call. Let's talk it out because, you know, I went to a funeral today. Yeah, that's right, I did. And it was a funeral for the mainstream media. Yeah. We're just getting started, folks. We got 3 minutes, and we're going to pick this up on the other side. See you on the flip side, folks.
It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust
Welcome
our government
back
anymore.
Back to Lone Lantern Radio. Yes, the government's out of control, but we are going to put it back in the box. And, you know, we're feeling really generous tonight. So if you want a free DVD of the Lone Lantern Triple Threat DVD, give us a call and say something intelligent, and you will get a DVD. We're also going to give away a two-DVD set to the famous quote winner tonight. You're going to get the Triple Threat DVD and the Lone Lantern Special Edition Freedom to Fascism DVD. The Triple Threat DVD, which anyone that calls in tonight is going to get, is going to get the only way you're going to get it is if you get through on the actual air, because if a lot of people call in tonight because they want this DVD, you know, just say something intelligent, and if you get on the air, you'll get it. Where was I? Right, the Triple Threat DVD has got 9/11 Mysteries, America Freedom to Fascism, and another third movie. We can't say, it's a surprise. And then there's also the Freedom to Fascism disc for the quote. The quote tonight is, where is the quote? Somewhere over here. You're not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. who said that quote. Dig it up. It's not on our website. You're going to have to look it up on the net if you want the answer. You're not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. Our chat room is open tonight, so join the conversation there. I'm just logging into it now. Want to see who else is stopping by tonight. And, you know, I had mentioned that I went to a funeral today. And like I said, it was a funeral for the mainstream media. And, you know, Rush was there. Hannity was there. Rupert Murdoch was there. And, you know, they were crying. They were crying. And, but I was there, you know, and like I said, I was watching the casket drop. And I had a shovel in hand, and, you know, I just started shoveling dirt right on top of that casket. It was quite an, I mean, for me, it was more of a celebration than a funeral, but it was good to see it die. It was good to see it go. And those old dinosaurs that think they still run the show, you know, they were in tears. I did have enough courtesy to hand them a handkerchief, but, you know, it was just a dirty one. That was in my pocket anyway, so whatever. Those guys are scumbag media propaganda jerks anyway. The special quote again tonight is, you're not to be so blind with patriotism, you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. And the call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We have open lines. Give us a call and say something intelligent. You're going to get a free DVD tonight. Terminus, hello. Duff, Navas 13. Jake, 74, hello, guys. Welcome to the show. Glad to see you guys in the room at the chat room. You know, we do need your support. And, you know, we've got bills to pay over here at Lone Lantern. We have electric bills. We have phone bills. We have all kinds of bills. And if you want to help us pay those bills, well, we've got a really cool gear shop that one of our graphic designers goes by the name of Inheritor. She's designed some really beautiful graphics. I mean, all hand-sketched, just beautiful graphics. She's worked really hard to put this gear shop together for us. Gear.lonelantern.org. Gear.lonelantern.org. All right, these are all custom designs. High color, you want it on a t-shirt, you want it in a hoodie, you want it on a coffee mug, whatever. Promote the organization, LoneLantern.org. Support it by getting these really nice shirts and stuff. And, you know, you're going to help us out in the long run. You know, we really need your help. Did anyone watch The View tonight? This morning, The View? That show with the four ladies, and they're always, you know, talking, chattering about this, that, and the other thing. Well, I got an email from John Connor this morning, and he's like, "Holy cow, man!" He's like, "Someone plugged my book on The View," and I said, "No way!" I said, I emailed him back. I said, "Okay, let's see, you know, what was said? I mean, was it somebody in the audience that basically just stood up and, you know, did some guerrilla marketing type thing, or was it one of the actual ladies on the stage?" Sure enough, he shot back with an email and a YouTube link, and one of the ladies, I guess she was sitting in, you know, I don't know the show, but one of the ladies on the show says, "Oh," she's like, "I love John." She's like, I don't watch YouTube, or I don't watch TV anymore. I just watch YouTube. And, oh, one of my favorite people is John Connor from theresistancemanifesto.com. And I said, "Holy cow." And then Rosie O'Donnell goes, "Oh, yeah, John Connor." And she puts her hands to her mouth, and she starts screaming, "9/11 was an inside job! 9/11 was an inside job!" And I said, "No way." That did, I mean, I almost died right there. It was pretty wild to see that. John Connor, I commend you for your efforts, my friend. You know, you're just getting your message, the message out there. any way possible, and it's yielding some serious returns, and the people are just waking up. Rita in Colorado just joined us, and so did Al the Italian. Hey, Al. You know, I'm Italian, too. I'm Italian-Irish. And, you know, usually when I meet people, I tell them, hey, I can eat like a Dago and drink like a Mick, you know? But that's just me, I guess. You know, we've got a forum system in place now, and that is just kicking off. The Lone Lantern Society forums are blowing up. People are signing up there left and right. I mean, I think there's over 280 people that have signed up there, and it's pretty – people are posting and communicating, so I want to encourage you to get over there and start posting as well. LoneLantern.org, on the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see a link to the forums. Check it out. Terminus doesn't seem to like the hoodies. I don't know why. The hoodies in our gear shop. Have you signed the petition yet? Have you signed the petition at republicbroadcasting.org? We want to get RBN on Sirius Satellite Radio, and the quality programming that is on RBN deserves to be on Sirius. We need to spread this message far and wide. What are you doing to spread this message far and wide? You know, what are you doing to restore the republic? What are you doing to bring this country back on track? To preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States. You know, that really should be each of our own personal goals as Americans, to preserve and defend the Constitution. The call in line, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We're taking your calls tonight. Give us a ring. Let us know what you think. Whatever, nothing is off topic, so go for it. Recently, I think I mentioned in one of our previous shows, I think it was on Wednesday, that you know we're working to bring down the Real ID Act. I mean, the Real ID Act is going to collapse. Well, it's going to collapse like a house of cards. We recently acquired one of our members hooked up the main legislation. He posted it in the forum. We reworded it so that it fit the state of Illinois. And I went to the state of Illinois website, pulled off all of the state senators from their site, fax numbers, emails, office numbers, you know, in their district in Springfield. And we're gonna talk this week, this Saturday, actually tomorrow at our meeting. If you're in Chicago, come out to the meeting, 2413 North Clark Street, Lincoln Park Cafe. We're going to talk in detail about how we're going to defeat the Real ID. And like I said, we got the script from the Maine legislature that recently rejected the Real ID, and we're gonna split up into committees, action groups, and we're gonna fax out these. This legislation, follow up with phone calls, certified mail campaign. You know, that stuff costs money, and we can't do it without your help. Everyone in the organization is always reaching into their own pocket to get these programs off the ground and these projects. So, you know, if you've got a couple extra bucks, pass them along so we can get these things rolling. Certified mail and you know, the paper to print on, all these different things, it costs money. We can't do it alone. I mean, we've been in this organization for a couple of years, and you know what, the operating costs keep going up because, you know, the website's changing, we get more members. I mean, I just had to go through 47 new membership applications just the other day. It's a task, and we can't do it without your help. So please make a donation to LoneLantern.org. We've got lots of. But it is. Hey, we got the bumper music up. We're going to come back on the flip side. I'm on a ramble tonight. Open lines. We'll see you on the flip side.
Adulation and orgiastic triumph. In other words, it is necessary that he should have the mentality appropriate to a state of war. It does not matter whether the war is actually happening. And since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or badly. All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, not only accomplishes the necessary destruction, but accomplishes it in a psychologically acceptable way. In principle, it would be quite simple to waste the surplus labor of the world by building temples and pyramids, by digging holes and filling them up again, or even by producing vast quantities of goods and then setting fire to them. But this would provide only the economic and not the emotional basis for a hierarchical society. What is concerned here is not the morale of the masses, whose attitude is unimportant so long as they are kept steadily at work, but the morale of the party itself.
How many fingers am I going to get this? If the party says that, I'm going to go.
Welcome to the show. Yes, we are back, and it's Lone Lantern Radio. Did you know? Did you know you were listening to Lone Lantern Radio? Well, you are, and it's the Republic Broadcast Network. Al, the Italian, is declaring he is tired this evening, probably from all of the pasta he has devoured today. I am Italian, so I can say that. And, you know, if you want to make fun of Italians, you can only do so if you are Italian, okay? Well, we've got some callers on the line. Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio, and looks like we've got George, Fred, and Gordon. George in Chicago. What's up, George? How's the Windy City treating you?
Oh, very good, Gary. Gary, I'm the George that'll be there tomorrow at your Lincoln Park Cafe.
Oh, great.
So I have the answer, but I don't want to give the answer because someone else had. I actually have your triple threat already, so I don't want to take it from someone else.
Oh, you've got the triple threat.
Yeah, someone passed it on to me while I was there 2 weeks ago. We just missed each other. When you met, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, when you met 2 weeks ago, I came late, and I missed you because you left early or something. You got an engagement. So. Anyway,
this is one of our meetings, right?
Yeah, I'm going to start coming regularly. So.
Yeah, I actually, it was my brother had a wedding shower, and I had to go, but I think Chad and Conti took over for that day.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it was a good meeting. Like I said, I'm sorry I missed you, but
okay, I'm sure we'll touch base and everything. I was wondering. I have a couple questions for you. Are you going to any of the conferences? And I hope your listeners are too. Coming up, there's one important one. That's a 9/11 accountability in Chandler, Arizona.
Yes, I am going. I am scheduled to be there.
Excellent.
We're waiting on some itinerary and some scheduling issues to be ironed out, but I am, and I have the intention of being there.
Excellent.
So.
I did have a few questions. I had one thing I was wondering if you were talking about in the past. I haven't listened to you in the last couple of days, in the last week or so. But my question was, did you hear the Robert Gates, not speech, but the little interview he had today about Iran and he doesn't call them IEDs, but they're IFDs now, that he thinks he's under the impression that Iran has foreign fighters and is creating those. Have you heard any reports on that?
The only thing I've heard about regarding Iran, it's so hard to keep up with a 24-hour news cycle. I mean, it's like a tornado.
Exactly.
Guys just keep spitting out news, and then it just gets recycled and gets thrown into the memory banks.
Exactly.
So you really know what to look for, or somebody sends you an email on it, it's hard to keep up with it. The last
right.
thing I remember...
You may have not heard that. This is an interview with Mark Dankoff and Michelle Chusadovsky from the University of Toronto, and they were talking about who, in fact, is responsible for all the terrorism inside of Iraq, and how is that being investigated? Because there's so much information that it's, in fact, all this intelligence, two things, intelligence and mercenaries. There's 100,000 mercenaries. Can you imagine? They're everywhere. They're, like, in the street everywhere. American,
you know,
British.
George, just the other day, I read in one of the forums that there was a group that attacked an American position, okay? They came in SUVs. They were wearing American-style clothes, had American-style weapons, and came through all the checkpoints unmolested, okay? And they came in to an American station, killed like four of our boys, and then took off, okay? And I'm thinking, and then the press came out and the military came out and said, oh, these guys were Iranian-trained. These were Iranian, mercenaries. And I said to myself, my God, this sounds exactly like when Adolf Hitler dressed up those guys to attack the German radio station.
The retarded guy at the post office, sure. I think it was in Giblets.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. These
Nazis are doing the exact same thing.
Right.
They're doing the exact same playbook.
Exactly.
Oh.
And did you hear about the there's a series of reports. Idaho Observer has been covering it real well. And they document each incident. It's wonderful. It's actually pretty they're all over it in terms of having eyewitnesses. They just have a series. There's a method for really creating all these bombs.
Hey,
and,
George, we're coming up on a break. Okay, we're going to see you on the flip side. Lone Lantern Radio, stay tuned.
It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement.
Welcome back. It's Lone Lantern Radio. We are in the fourth segment of the show now. This is the long, this is the stretch, this is the chunk, this is the big part of the show. And, George, you were there. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, George. Do you know the answer? I mean...
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to take it from someone that needs it. I actually have the... I can give you the answer if you want.
Well, we could save on postage. I could just give it to you at the meeting. What's the answer?
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Malcolm X is the answer. He said, "You are not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it." Yes.
Yeah. Malcolm X. You know, I think he's one of the most misunderstood people in American history.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him. I guess I saw a movie called Malcolm X.
Yeah, I was reading a couple of biographies, like, more recently, and they portray a different picture of him. He's actually, I think, closer to a patriot than we think.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I just know what the movies have shown me. You know, I thought he had a good quote there, though.
He did. You know? I think it the sentiments we should really hold true. I mean, it's a wonderful intelligence that he had. One of the things I wanted to talk about, Gary, is some of the reports I've been reading show that in those... The recent helicopter downings, I think there's five or six. They say if five of them were shot down for sure. Sixth one may have been malfunction or something like that of our troops not too far from the triangle, is that it appears that MI6 CIA Special Forces are selling the weapons to insurgent groups, and then they're having them shot down. So this is the same thing that happened in Vietnam toward the tail end, where military accomplices is really making a killing on this, and literally and figuratively, of our troops, which is really disturbing. But they don't, unfortunately, they don't get any of this news. And it's very disturbing.
Where do you get most of your news from?
Oh, I get it from a lot of sources. Global Research, Idaho Observer, AFP. I try to get the best of the best and not to... They have multiple sources, so it's really confirming knowledge. And I have I'll go to the different sources in the Middle East. I'll go to Haaretz, which is a great Israeli paper, actually says it straight. You know, if they're critical, you know, if there's a point of criticism, they'll actually say it.
Interesting.
I'll go to Daily Star from Beirut News. They know a great deal about it because they have so many people that are witnesses there, right there.
You're coming to the meeting tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Whereabouts in Chicago are you hailing from?
Northwest suburbs. I'm in Arlington Heights.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great. I used to live up by Buffalo Grove.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We're going to talk about defeating the Real ID, breaking up into small groups, and I've got like probably 200 or 300 DVDs that we need to label and package, and we've got all these different member applications we got to break down and follow up with people all over the country. So we're gonna get some work done. Plus, we're gonna talk about the new website and get people plugged in and learn how to use that, and get the best use out of it and answer any questions. So
I'll,
George,
I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll be your pair of hands and giving you all the help you need.
Okay, George, we'll see you tomorrow.
Perfect. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we've got Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, calling from the cradle of liberty.
All right.
All right.
Are you rocking the cradle?
I ignore it.
Robbing
There's so many hokey museums down here that say that they're about liberty and the Constitution and the American history, and they don't really have it down at all.
But it's good for tourism, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this city is going to pot, and I guess it can be interpreted more than one way. But
what are you doing to make a difference, to take, you know, to
I'm
change
doing,
that?
I'm doing a lot, but I have a question for you, Gary.
Sure, go ahead.
What is unique about the Lone Lantern groups in different cities? I mean, can you put it in terms not only on a long tome on the internet, but can you tell me basically how it is something that should be supported regardless of what else I'm doing or started in my city?
Okay, that's a good question. What sets us apart from other groups?
What is the main emphasis? Let me put it that way.
The main emphasis, I would say, is outreach and just getting the word out to the people publicly, making public statements, exercising our rights, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and getting new, just really, it's really getting new people on board, and creating a safe environment for people to communicate these patriotic ideals in a public setting. Recently, one of our applications came through, and it was a gentleman from, I think it was Nebraska. I don't have it in front of me. But he had, you know, this long story of how he had come to this awareness, and, you know, he'd finally decided he wanted to do something. He found our organization online, filled out an application, we talked, and you know, just brainstorm different ideas on how he could make a change in his town or in his city by reaching out to people. You know, one of the things we really encourage people to do is find a public place like a cafe, a lounge, restaurant, public library, any type of a public place where you can gather, enjoy some company with friends, and start dialoguing with each other and really putting your heads together. You know, once you figure out what these problems are, put your heads together for the solution. And then figure out ways that you can reach out to the public by having screenings of films, mass DVD handouts, and such.
So it's going to be across a wide range of issues, and you're going to be around for the long haul. You're going to be around, and you're adaptable. You can change the emphasis maybe in a few years. If, let's say, another war or something like that.
Oh, exactly, yeah. See, the thing about the Lone Lantern Society is that, you know, we encompass so many different topics. There's so many different constitutional issues that are important to us. for instance, 9/11 Truth and getting a new investigation for that, defeating the Real ID, restoring the Constitution. I mean, we work with Aaron Russo's group, the AFTF Network.
Mm-hmm.
We work very closely with the 9/11 Truth groups. We work closely with Freedom Force International. There's a lot of different groups that we network with, and we just kind of want to serve as kind of like just a connection point.
Do you think that maybe the New York firefighters, who rumor has it the opinion has shifted among that group, as far as the origin of 9/11 attack?
Oh, without question.
In fact, do you think that's a fertile ground to till?
Without question. In fact, I met with somebody, was it last weekend, and who was from New York, and we were discussing strategies on how to reach out to those firefighters. In fact, I sent him about 100 DVDs to pass out to those firefighters. I gave him 20 Citizens Commission report books. I sent him T-shirts. I sent him a Lone Lantern shoulder bag. I mean, I gave him, you know, deception dollars, bumper stickers, everything that he could, anything he could use to spread the message of 9/11 Truth within his direct circle of influence.
It is such an amazing thing that you can have public opinion shifting so much, and it has, and the big media will not touch that. They won't even. Of course, you get the results of that hit like a bombshell when there's a plebiscite or an election or something like that, or even like a huge rally. But they won't talk about the process of people rejecting the government lies.
Well, it's because they're all a take.
It's almost a travesty. I think we're succeeding, but we don't have any immediate feedback, and until, you know, from time to time we will get it, but I just try to basically be the best contributor of information, and I get it from compared to George, I get it from the internet, but I also get it from reference books. I get it from interviews. I had heard that we don't even have a single combat ready brigade in the United States, and that that Harry Reid's first priority in an interview he said was to dump $75 billion. To establish a combat-ready brigade because of the wars and our commitments. We don't have that. We don't have a single combat-ready brigade. Now, that's more than $20 million per soldier that they have to spend very fast in order
to... You mean in the event that something happens in the United States for the...
Yeah, well, any country that wants to survive has to have a home defense. I mean, we can't be that hollowed out, or we're not going to be able to meet any.
Well, I think these people have been plotting this whole thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the Democrats are covering up the whole. The Democrats are covering up the the actions of the government, and they are right in bed with them.
Fred, see, they want there to be a vacuum in the states because then they could send in the international peacekeepers. Oh, the poor United States, there's nobody there to take care of them. Well, let's send in the Mexican, let's send in the Canadian, let's send in the Russian and the Chinese, and we'll take it from there. You know, like, they do this stuff on purpose.
I mean, it's big news. It's big news. I tried getting that out. That came out on November 8th, one day after the election. I called C-SPAN up, you know, the archives. I wanted to order one of the shows. He had an interview. It was very difficult to find. They didn't have it. You really couldn't tell whether he was on one show or another. And then, incredibly, when I asked about the Reid interview, at the end of the process, the woman said, "How are you going to use this, sir?" And I'm thinking, how am I going to use it? I don't have to tell you how I'm going to use this information. It's my right to know and publicize the fact that there are no defenses, you know, credible defenses left, and we're certainly headed to the point where there are none. And the mental health, the physical health of the armed forces is decaying like a radioactive element. I mean.
Well, it's literally these guys are being infected with depleted uranium, you know, and they're coming back, and you know they got imbalances, and their bodies are out of whack, and the government's neglecting them.
They're coming back to families that are also dysfunctional. You know, they're coming back to people that are demoralized at home, and I just wish there was some kind of direct action as far as, I mean, this is what some people have said, a coup, a military coup, but that is not people power.
Military coup.
Are you in favor of something like that? Are you in favor of a mass?
Like overtaking the government in a military style coup?
I'm not in favor of it as a first option, but I mean, would that, in your opinion, cut the damage out that we to wait for?
No way. No, that would be self-destructive for one, and I think that the powers that be have already kind of. Well, I think one reason that they are getting all the soldiers sick, especially the guys from Desert Storm and the soldiers that are there now, is because those are the true patriots. Those are the guys that are willing to give their life for the country. They put them overseas. They get them sick. They come back, and then they find out what's going on, and they're too sick to do anything about it.
Absolutely. This is all fitting together, It has to be exposed. I'm running as fast as I can, doing what I do best. So I can't do everything. The eastern cities are not really the most active places in the country, but there are some people around here that are extremely knowledgeable about it.
Fred, do you have a group that you network with out there?
Well, I. There's a cafe in Montgomery County that seems to be shaping up. So there's two other people so far. It doesn't have a formal, you know, name or anything like that. And
well, it's a start though, right?
Yeah. Oh yes. So I'm running as fast as I can, like I said, and I may get to go out to Chicago, or I may get to relocate in Chicago this year, and if I do, I'm gonna show up.
Well, definitely. Look me up. We meet every 2 weeks. Fred, I want to get to Gordon
because
he's been waiting patiently.
Thank you for
your call, Fred. Gordon, are you there? Gordon? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Hello, Gordon. How are you?
Yeah, can you hear me good?
I can hear you fine. You're in Florida. How's the weather down there?
Well, it's not too bad. Incidentally, you're coming in 5x5. Very good. Loud and clear. No problem. The sun isn't used as an excuse or anything else. So we're in synergy back here, and I'm so glad that you're there. It's good to hear somebody appreciate the quotes, although I haven't heard any except the one that was determined to be a source of work by Malcolm X, which is good. I have a few that I'd like to share with you.
Please do. I just want to let you know we have to go to our break in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, we got about 3.5 minutes. So we can hold you over, but sure, go ahead, and let's hear what you got.
Okay. Now, this is sequential because they're all tied together. These are not famous quotes that you've read about or heard about. These are things that are important to our present-day situation involving this warmonger episode we're going through. So I
Gordon, we're
going
to come back. Quotes, and I want to send you. We'll see you on the flips.
No women in Cran and Rivers are weeping.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. We've got a lot of callers, and it's hot tonight because everyone wants to get a free DVD. I don't blame them. So we're going to do this quick. We got to get everybody on. Everyone's going to get 30 seconds, okay? 30 seconds. Gordon, you got 30 seconds. John, you got 30 seconds. Kevin, you got 30 seconds. So I got the stopwatch going, and Gordon, go.
Okay. Money always travels at the speed of greed. in a world where you cannot get anyone to say something when their income depends on they're not saying it, where the truth is not heard, if heard, not believed, and if believed, thought not to apply to the believer.
10 seconds.
But today, today's rationale, only to soon enough learn that hell is truth seen too late.
All right, George, or Gordon, thank you. John, you're up.
Hello, yes, quickly, I think everybody should set up a micro station, especially out near the Browns and stuff like that, micro FM, and I wanted to see you address that a little bit. The other thing is this thing called the Civilian Marksmanship Program out of Ohio, where everybody can qualify for an M1 after they take some lessons at the local range under NRA supervision. It's the Civilian Marksmanship Program so that we can at least have a fifth column that stays inside the United States. Okay, and that's it for me. Thank you.
All right. John, thank you so much for calling tonight. Gordon, thank you for calling as well. Kevin, I don't know why you hung up the phone. I wish you would have stuck around because we do have a couple minutes left. But, you know, it's been a wild night. It's Friday. You know, I don't know what you're doing after this. You know, I don't know what I'm doing after this. But I do know one thing. This country's in crisis, and we need to stick together, okay? I'm going to be on the Jason Burmes radio show tomorrow. Sunday, I'm going to be on Richard Reeves' radio show. And then I'm also going to be on John Connor's show Sunday night. So if you can't get enough of me, well, you can always tune into the Jason Burmes show and Richard Reeves and John Connor. So I've got a busy weekend ahead of me. Plus, we've got our meeting this tomorrow at 6 p.m., 2413 North Clark Street at the Lincoln Park Cafe. Come out, meet the rest of the Chicago Lantern team, learn how to defeat the real ID, and just get involved. And start this in your town. I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know why you haven't reached out to other people, but go find a place in your city that serves some pretty good coffee. If it's bad coffee, that's fine too. You know, it's an acquired taste sometimes. But meet other people, like-minded patriots. Don't be afraid to speak. You know, start copying DVDs. Start seeking out locations where you can show films publicly. Print up flyers. Hit the streets. Wake the people. Take back the country. And let's do it. Now. We don't have time. I want to thank all the folks in the chat room tonight. Al, the Italian Duff, Jake, Lynn, Navase, Rita in Colorado, and Terminus, and everyone that has tuned in tonight at republicbroadcasting.org. Go to lonelantern.org. Get plugged in. Sign up at the forum. You know, get on the list. If you're not on a government watch list, you're not doing something right. Okay? You know, we're probably on watch list, but that's fine. You know, that's because we're doing something right, as ironic as it may sound. If you want to contribute to the we have our own government watch list going on. You can check that out at lonelantern.org. Right on the homepage, right on the front, it says, click here to contribute. You suspect somebody who's not pulling their weight, who's violating their oath of office, you can always add them to the list. And we'll get these people out of office through the direct constitutional avenues. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's been a great day, a great night. The future awaits. Got a busy weekend ahead of us. And, you know, it's up to you to make a difference, my friend. It's up to you. Remember, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here to make you follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. As a friend of mine said, when he woke from his long slumber, he said, take over the code, lonelantern.org.